Good morning, Audio Boo Land. It's been quite some time since I did my last Audio Boo, before the summer actually. And just before the summer, I was caught up in quite an intensive exam project, Project 2.2. We were making a website for a local film company, or not just a website actually, but a whole bunch of other stuff, social media strategy and all kinds of stuff, some design stuff as well. And I was video blogging. We were video blogging as much of the process as we could, so I got very much caught up in that, so started to neglect my audio booing, and then the summer kicked in. Had a few summer projects, like laying a patio and doing a lot of DIY around the house. Made some websites as well, working on my own portfolio website, which is pretty much done now. I just need to figure out a nice way to put in some of my past projects, because I've, you know, starting to do some websites now, but I've also done some social media projects, of course, with 100 Stories for Haiti and 50 Stories for Pakistan. I've written for film and TV. I just need to kind of figure out some really neat ways of kind of packaging all that together. I built a gallery to actually display all this work, so I just need to figure out what I want to put in and then just put it in. So I'll be doing that over the coming couple of weeks, I think. And then getting it up there for everyone, for the world, to check out. And I did a couple of other websites. I did 50 Stories of Pakistan website. I'd bought the domain name for that quite a while ago, but never really had time to put up a kind of an online presence for it. And then over the summer, I threw together a web page. So 50storiesofpakistan.org, and it's just an information page really, just to tell you what the project's about and why we did it, and of course some links where you can buy the ebook and also the paperback copy from Blurb as well. So and that's there are copies still kind of going out, which is really, really great. And now really the money from that of course goes to the Red Cross. But what the Red Cross tend to do is that, you know, they'll set up a disaster relief fund for a certain disaster, and that'll run for a number of months. And then after that time, the money that gets raised, after a certain period of time, tends to go into their disaster relief fund, which can, you know, for example, if you bought the 50 Stories for Pakistan book, the money would go to the disaster relief fund. Some of that money would go to Pakistan, of course, but the disaster relief fund also, money goes elsewhere too. So you'll be supporting other needy disaster areas too. So that's where the money will go now, to their main kind of disaster relief fund. And I'm really happy to do that. Red Cross need all the support we can give them. So, hopefully I will... I've been thinking about doing some other projects, actually, to support the Red Cross. But it's difficult at the moment because I'm really hooked up, and I went back to school yesterday after the summer break. It was very, very intensive, so it's very hard to find the time to do other projects. But I do have some other kind of charity projects kind of in the back of my head. So if I get time to do them during my degree, I'll try, but if not, I'll just have to wait until I'm finished. But I really want to do help support the Red Cross and maybe another charity a bit more, because I really enjoyed doing those first two projects. But those, I'm trying to figure out a way to put those on my portfolio website as well in a meaningful way. And as I said yesterday, started school again after nearly a 3-month break, and that was really, really good. Went straight in and had an interaction class, which of course is programming, and this semester we're doing a lot about databases, and we're learning SQL. So although we've learnt, of course, HTML and CSS and JavaScript and PHP, we started to learn and been introduced to those languages, so we can start using them. Now we're being introduced to databases, which of course is going to change once again the entire way that we start putting together websites. So it's really quite exciting to do that. I'm really looking forward to what it's going to do. So that was my kind of summer, really. And it's not even 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm off to school again today. I'm out walking the dog. And yeah, just thought, hang on a minute, I gotta do me an audio boo. I haven't done that for a long time. So I'm gonna be audio booing again on a regular basis. Just tell you about what I'm up to, and maybe a few other things as well. All right, I will boo you later. See ya.